Welcome back to DDNB College. Today we're taking a long, dark sample and turning it into a sliced intro with Real Pirate Radio Energy, built for jungle and old school DNB enabled in Live 12. The goal here is not just to chop audio for the sake of it. The goal is to create tension, to build pressure, to make the drop feel bigger, because the intro held back with discipline. This kind of idea usually lives right at the front of the tune, in the first 8, 16, or 32 bars. It can act like a DJ-friendly lead-in, a pre-drop warning, or that first dark statement before the break and bassline take over. In jungle and darker old-school-inspired DNB, this works especially well, because a sliced intro can feel like a damaged transmission, a chopped MC phrase, or a rough broadcast pulled off a dusty tape. That sound tells the listener what world they've entered before the drums even arrive. Start with a sample that already has character. A spoken phrase works great. So does a radio-style vocal, a moody atmospheric line, or a broken musical stab with some attitude in it. Drag it into Ableton and listen for strong syllables, useful pauses, and anything that already feels rhythmic. You want a source with personality. If it's too clean, that's fine, because we can rough it up later, but it needs a hook in the raw material. Before you start chopping, decide what job the intro is doing. Are you building a call and response phrase, like a station ident or an MC warning? Or are you going for a fragmented atmosphere that feels like a lost transmission? The first option gives you more obvious hook energy. The second option gives you a darker, more cinematic jungle feel. Neither is wrong. Just be clear on the job before you start editing. Now get the timing under control. Warp the sample if needed so it sits with your project tempo, but don't overflatten it into something robotic. For spoken or loose radio-style material, you usually want the groove to stay a little loose. Set the start point tightly on the first useful transient or syllable, trim away the excess, and keep only the most useful 1 to 4 bars. Don't try to force the whole recording to be the intro. That's where things start getting messy. What to listen for here is whether the sample already has a natural pulse. If it does, preserve it. If it doesn't, you can create one through slicing. Either way, the rhythm has to feel intentional. In DNB, intro tension usually comes from repetition, space, and decay more than from long melodic development. Now for the fun part. Slice the phrase. You can drag it into drum rock and slice by transients if the sample has clear words or hits. If it's more of a drone-like phrase, try fixed slicing on 1/8 or 1/16 divisions so you get more controllable fragments. From there, build a rough 2-bar or 4-bar grid of repeated pieces. A simple Ableton chain works really well here. Fake drum rack or simpler, then EQ8, then saturator, then auto filter, then utility. Or if you want a more degraded broadcast vibe, use Redux in the chain as well. The idea is to slice first, then shape the tone so it feels like pirate radio rather than a clean studio vocal. Use EQ8 to high pass the intro somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the source. That clears space for the sub and kick later. Then use saturator lightly, maybe a few dB of drive, just enough to bring out the mid-range grit. Auto filter can shape the movement, and Redux can add that crushed, unstable edge if you want the transmission to sound damaged. Utility is useful too, especially if the source feels too wide or too messy in mono. What to listen for now is whether the slices tease information instead of fully revealing it. If every word is instantly clear, try shortening the slices, filtering more aggressively, or adding a little more degradation. You want that feeling of a signal trying to break through, not a fully polished vocal performance. Next, build the rhythm around the drum language of DDNB, not against it. A strong starting idea is a 2-bar loop with some sparse fragments and 1 or 2 answer hits that land against the groove. Leave room where the snare will later hit. In jungle and old-school DNB, the snare is often the anchor, so the intro should create tension around it, not step all over it. A good shape might go like this. The first bar stays sparse, with 1 or 2 dark fragments and maybe a filtered opening gesture. The second bar gets a little more active, maybe repeating the strongest phrase or throwing in a pickup. Then, as you move deeper into the intro, increase the density slightly with shorter slices or little stutters. Right before the drop, leave a gap or use a short reverse feel pickup so the transition has a clear point of release. Why this works in DDNB is simple. The drop hits harder when the intro has created a pocket for it. If the intro is too busy, the drums lose impact. If it's too empty, the drop feels underprepared. You want that middle ground where the listener feels pressure building, but the arrangement still has space to explode. Now shape the tone so the pirate radio identity feels real. Use filtering to band limit the slices. High pass the low end out, and keep the top end present but not too hi-fi. A low pass somewhere in the 6 to 12 kHz range can be enough to make it feel dusty and controlled. You can also add a little resonance in the mid-range, around 1 to 3 kHz, to help the fragments cut through a dense break. If the sample feels too polite, a touch of saturator or overdrive can make it more convincing. If it still feels too clean, Redux can give you that unstable, crushed transmission quality. At this point, choose your character. Do you want the cleaner, darker, more ominous band-limited version? Or do you want the rougher, more damaged pirate radio version? The cleaner one sits better behind detailed drums or a melodic break. The rougher one is more aggressive and more obviously old tape, old radio, old scene. Both can work. It depends on how much room the rest of the tune needs. Now bring in movement. Automation is where the intro starts breathing. Open the filter a little every couple of bars. Add a tiny echo throw only on the last fragment of a phrase. Pull the whole intro down a bit before the drop so the drums have somewhere to go. Keep the changes simple. This is not about huge cinematic sweeps. In Dark D&B, controlled reveal is usually more powerful than big effects. A good automation move is to start narrow and restrained, then slowly open the cutoff toward the middle of the intro. You can also keep echo feedback low, around 10 to 25%, so it suggests space without drowning the rhythm. A subtle 1 to 3 dB fade down before the drop can make the first full drum hit feel much larger. What to listen for here is whether the intro is evolving in a way you can feel, without turning into a wash. If the automation is doing too much, the tension gets blurry. If it's doing too little, the intro feels pasted in. You want that sweet spot where the listener can hear the pressure rising. Now check everything against your drum foundation. Even if the full arrangement isn't built yet, throw in a kick, snare, or break loop and hear how the sliced intro interacts with it. This is the real test. The slices should leave the snare space clean. The low end should stay out of the way. Any fragment with too much low harmonic weight should be shortened or filtered harder. A good trick is to loop the last few bars of the intro and the first few bars of the drop together. That makes it obvious whether the transition is working. The drop should feel more focused, more physical, and more open than the intro. If the intro already feels as dense as the drop, you've got nowhere left to go. Once the pattern feels right, decide whether to keep it live or print it to audio. Printing is useful if the movement feels final and you want to do more detailed edits, reverses, or fades. Keeping it live gives you flexibility if you're still changing the arrangement. A smart workflow is to duplicate the track first, then keep one clean version and one printed version so you can compare without losing the original feel. Before you finish, give the intro one last punctuation move. This could be a reverse slice, a short filtered repeat, a tiny echo tail, or even a one-beat gap right before the drop. Honestly, in jungle and old-school D&B, a short silence can hit harder than another effect. That little moment of absence makes the first downbeat feel physical. It's a classic move for a reason. And don't forget the mono check. Collapse the intro with utility or summit to mono, and make sure the core rhythm still reads. If the slice pattern falls apart, gets facey or loses its power, you've probably gone too wide or too effect-heavy. The low end should already be removed, and the main rhythmic information needs to stay solid even in mono. That matters on club systems, and it matters for clarity. A couple of bonus mindset tips here. Treat the slice pass like drum arranging, not decoration. If the fragments don't create a clear pulse on their own, they probably won't get better once the break and bass arrive. Also, look for one hero fragment. One slice should lead the identity, while the others support it. If every fragment is equally important, the listener has nothing to lock onto. If you want a more authentic worn tape feel, try printing the processed result and then slicing the bounced audio again. That second generation often gives you a much more believable broken broadcast character. And if you're unsure whether the intro is good enough, mute the effects and listen to the raw timing. If it still feels tense and intentional, then the processing is helping, not carrying the whole idea. So the core formula is this. Choose a sample with personality, slice it into a rhythm that supports D&B phrasing, band limit it so it feels like pirate radio, automate it with discipline, and leave enough room for the drums and bass to land cleanly. Keep the low end out. Keep the rhythm clear. Let the tension build instead of cluttering the mix. If it sounds like a dark transmission that makes the drums feel inevitable, you've got it. For your quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar dark side intro using just one vocal, radio, or atmosphere sample, and keep it to no more than 4 stock devices on the intro group. Remove everything below roughly 150 Hz. Make at least one silent gap before the drop. Aim for at least 6 distinct fragments and finish with one final transition gesture into the downbeat. Do that once clean, then do it again a little rougher. Compare them. See which one makes the drop feel bigger. See which one stays clear in mono. That's how you train your ear for Riddle DJ ready tension. Nice work. Now go build something that sounds like it came off a pirate station and lands like a heavyweight.